2:30, this is Observer Radio News. Good afternoon, I'm Connie Kennedy. It's 8 degrees, cool and cloudy outside our East York studios. In the news today, Michael Ignatieff is going to be running across southwestern Ontario in an attempt to get more people to vote for the Liberals. According to The Star, Ignatieff will be saying that the Conservatives are a corrupt, economically incompetent government, while the NDP has a list of promises like Fantasy Island that would drive up Canadian taxes. Don Valley West Liberal MP Rob Oliphant expressed concern over Stephen Harper's spending priorities of an extra $50 billion when the country is already in major debt. He also believes that Harper is ignoring the important issues.
Not only do we have a $53 to $56 billion deficit, he's got $50 extra billion he wants to spend, ignores public pensions, ignores national daycare, ignores family care, and ignores post-secondary education.
Don't forget, the election will be held on Monday, May 2nd. That's this coming Monday. If you missed it, the long-awaited wedding of Prince William and Kate Middleton happened early this morning at Westminster Abbey in London, England. Coverage of the wedding started at 3, and the ceremony started around 6. Turning to sports, the Vancouver Canucks beat the Nashville Predators 1-0 last night. Tampa Bay Lightning will be facing the Washington Capitals tonight at 7. In baseball, the Blue Jays will be playing the New York Yankees in New York tonight at 7:05. And the UFC will be in town tomorrow night at the Rogers Centre. The main fight is with Georges St-Pierre versus Jake Shields. You won't want to miss this, so be sure to tune in at 6 tomorrow night. In entertainment, there will be a UFC Fan Expo at the Direct Energy Centre. This event will include meet and greets with the fighters and a Q&A session. Do people really buy records anymore? Our reporter Jessica Lee has the latest scoop on Record Store Day.
Please don't stop the music.
The sale of CDs and vinyl may be going downhill, but that doesn't mean record stores aren't going to keep trying. Last Saturday, Record Store Day was celebrated worldwide in local independently owned record stores. I spoke to the owner of Sonic Boom for the details.
The guys that initially organized it, it was a chance for them to hopefully make the public aware that the independent record store is quite a thriving success.
And also appreciate Record Store's special limited edition merchandise that is released by bands on this day. With all the fanfare, Record Store Day is really a party for record stores and music fans.
We have pizza downstairs, which I gotta go get some more in a minute. With free bands, performances all day long, and, you know, some prizes and giveaways.
Barber also said that Record Store Day is the day the store makes the most sales, even Christmas season. He talked about the excitement of the celebration, but also specials by bands. He adds that vinyl sales have increased over the years. Vinyl fan Tina Campanero explains her love for vinyl. According to the Nielsen SoundScan Canada, the CD market has shrunk by 16% in 2010 from 2009. Jessica Lee for Toronto Observer Radio News.
Bieber fans out there, while he is on tour, he is writing new songs for an upcoming album. And that's Observer Radio News. For more news, check out our website at torontoobserver.ca. I'm Connie Kennedy.